USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Arizona officials say a train carrying hazardous materials has derailed near the California border.
Train derailed near Interstate 40, north of Lake Havasu City. So far, there's been no sign that any potentially dangerous chemicals were spilled, and no injuries or deaths have been reported. The cause of the derailment is unknown. Federal authorities and the BNSF Railway are investigating. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Russian President Vladimir Putin held talks with Syria's leader al-Assad in Moscow yesterday as relations between Middle East states undergo a reset, welcoming Assad to the start of the meeting, which took place on the anniversary of Syria's 12-year uprising turned civil war. Putin emphasized the Russian military's decisive contribution to stabilizing Syria. The leaders will continue to meet today. A drop in retail sales and softening prices in February offered signs of a cooling economy as the spread of financial turmoil on Wall Street called into question whether the Federal Reserve would continue raising interest rates. The central bank's focus in recent days has shifted from economic ratings to stresses in the financial system. Residents on both coasts are getting a break from Mother Nature.
Severe weather that has hit both U.S. coasts in recent days is easing up a little bit. Most storm warnings in California and parts of the Northeast were lifted yesterday. Another atmospheric river has pounded the Golden State with hurricane-force winds and drenching rains, leaving more than 100,000 customers without power. In the East, snowfall totals of at least 2 feet have been reported from upstate New York all the way to southern New England. People in that region have also dealt with widespread power outages. I'm Skip Kelly.
The loss of a U.S. drone in the Black Sea after an alleged collision with a Russian warplane has exposed the high-risk cat-and-mouse game in European skies between NATO and Russian aircraft. The United States has accused Russia of forcing down one of its Reaper surveillance drones over the Black Sea and international waters. This is USA News.
Hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Florida beaches are going to be attended by more than tourists very soon.
A 5,000-mile-long, 300-mile-wide seaweed blob in the Atlantic is heading for the Sunshine State.
We could see some areas on the east coast of Florida where, even if there aren't beach closures, you perhaps would not want to swim in all that sargassum, if you could even get to the water.
Florida Atlantic University professor Brian LaPointe says a lot of the muck has already washed ashore in the Keys and Fort Lauderdale beaches. Some could even make its way into the Gulf of Mexico. So what's causing it?
We think that the nutrient availability in the tropical Atlantic has increased.
I'm John Schaefer.
A new study highlights how well San Diego police are following the city's so-called progressive enforcement model when it comes to dealing with homelessness. San Diego State University professor Megan Welsh Carroll.
There is not the offering of services that happens, that the San Diego Police Department says happens. The folks we interviewed, that does not hold water.
Carroll says some officers are being hostile towards the homeless.
The folks that we spoke with shared a lot of, quite frankly, overtly racist and homophobic slurs that police will use.
Japan and South Korea agreed on steps toward resolving a trade dispute that has been a strain in their relationship. Leaders of the two nations are meeting today in Tokyo for a highly anticipated summit. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.